I want you to imagine this for a second. You wake up tomorrow, you have the same job, the same calendar, the same meetings, but something feels different. You're lighter, you're clearer, you're maybe even excited, and nothing on the outside has changed, baby. So what did? You did. Hey, 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 my people leaders, my growth getters, my I think I built a career I didn't fully choose crew. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It, the show where we use humor and play to help you lead better, live better, and today get unstuck in your career. I'm Erin Deal, your host. And first and foremost, let me just say, if you're a longtime listener, my friends, you can tell my nasal twang is even more twangy. I have been suffering from a sinus infection for the past 9 days. I'm on the mend. And if you're new here, I'm usually pretty nasal, but a little extra nasal today. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And for my peeps, I just want to ask you a quick favor that truly helps this show grow. So if you've ever listened and thought, okay, wait, I needed that, would you do me a favor? Would you go leave a review on Apple iTunes, on the app itself, in your iPhone? Now, those reviews help us bring on incredible guests, and they keep this playdate growing. And literally, a team of humans reads every single one. So thank you so much in advance. Now, before we go any further, because I know where some of you are right now, if you're feeling stuck in your career and a little burnt out trying to just stay positive through it, I made you something. Actually, my team and I made you something, and it's called the Positivity Without Pretending Toolkit. Because you don't need more pressure to fake a good attitude. You need a way to reset, to refuel, and to lead like a human, even when you're running on fumes. It's quick, it's real, and it will meet you exactly where you are. So you can grab it in the show notes. I highly recommend pairing it with this episode. It's called the Positivity Without Pretending Toolkit. Okay, let's play. So, today, we are starting with a game because obviously this is Workday Playdate, you know? Now, I want you to say this out loud. I am exactly where I want to be in my career. Pause. Okay, did you say it? I'm exactly where I want to be in my career. Okay, you said it. Good for you. But now, this time, I want you to say it like you mean it. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. And where I want to be in my career. I'm exactly where I want to be in my career. Your turn. Now, check in with yourself. Did that feel true? Or did your body go, girl, not right? That right there is awareness. So, here's what's happening, and literally, I see this all the time. You didn't wake up one day and choose to feel stuck. You improvised your way here, okay? You said yes to opportunities. You adapted. You figured it out. You kept the scene going, and now you're in act three of a play that you didn't consciously write. And you're thinking, hold on, how did I get here? So listen, my peeps, if you're like, man, this is sucks because you're hitting the nail on the head, you're not alone, and I have the data to prove that. Now, nearly 60% of people are emotionally detached at work. 60% of people. And only about 1 in 3 people feel engaged. So if you've been feeling off or disconnected or stuck, that is not a personal failure. That is a signal, my peep. So here's the truth I need you to hear. You are not stuck. You are unclear, and you are likely depleted. Okay. Now I was depleted. I went on vacation and my body was just like, ugh. And then I got sick. Because when your energy is low, everything feels heavier. Decisions feel harder. Clarity feels out of reach, which is why before we can even change your career, we need to reset you. And again, I'm just going to tell you, that is where this positivity without pretending toolkit comes in. Because you didn't need to push harder right now. You needed to pause and to reconnect. So if at any point in this episode, you're like, I feel this, but I don't have the energy to act on it, start with this toolkit, then come back. Again, you can find it all in the show notes. Hey, Workday Playdate peeps. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Now, a quick word from our sponsors. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network, and now back to the show. So, let's take a breath. Take a breath with me. Take it in. Take it out. Take it in. Take it out. We are not rushing out of stuck. We are playing our way out of it, y'all. And I got a 5-step framework called Improv Your Way Out. And we are going to do this one step at a time together. All right. I'm holding your hand. If you're driving, I'm holding your shoulders. Okay. Give me your hands. Here we go. Step one is called call the scene. Because in improv, nothing moves forward until we name what's happening. And in your career, most people avoid the truth because the truth feels, quite frankly, uncomfortable. So we say things like, I'm fine. I'm lucky. I should be so grateful. And listen, you can be grateful and still want something different. So try this. I want you to imagine you're at coffee with your best friend. Okay, maybe you're a matcha person. You got your iced matcha with some honey, a little almond milk. Your bestie's got iced coffee. Y'all sitting across from each other. The vibe is vibing. It's a coffee shop. And your best friend says, how's work? Really? What do you say? That answer that just came to you right now, that is your scene and you're naming it. And that's where the change begins. I just want to caveat this. I was just on a call right before this and I asked the woman on the call, how are you? And she goes, honestly, I'm okay. I'm not great. And I was just like, man, I appreciate that. Because real honesty, naming what is bothering us, naming how we're stuck is the first step. So that's step one, call the scene. Here is step two, yes and your reality. Now, in improv, we don't fight reality, we build on it. Yes, I'm grateful and I'm bored. Yes, this is stable and I want more. Both get to exist, but let's make it real. I want you to say this out loud. This job would be perfect if I had less blank and more blank. This job would be perfect if I had less blank and more blank. I don't want you to overthink it. I want your first answer to be the real answer because that's your honest answer. And once you have that, you're not stuck, you're specific. So, yes, and your reality. This job would be perfect if it had less blank and more blank. There you go. That is step two. Step three. I'm calling this create your character, baby. Okay. Now in improv, you choose where you are in the scene, which is kind of fun. You get to make it up as you go. That's like the joy of improv comedy is you have no clue where it's going to go anytime. So who are you becoming next? It's not your title. It's not your business card, LinkedIn profile name. It's your energy. Ask yourself, when I feel my best at work, who am I? When I feel my best at work, who am I? And I want you to say it. In my next chapter, I am someone who. In my next chapter, I am someone who. And that sentence, That is your direction. And if you can't answer it easily, that's not a you problem. That's a sign you need to reset your energy first. And I'm going to tell you that that, again, goes back to our positivity without pretending toolkit, which you can get in the show notes here as well. So let me just tell you a little quick caveat about this step, creating your character. I worked at a recruiting firm for 5 years prior to building Improve It. I built Improve It while I was there. And I liked my job. I loved my boss. I wrote about her in my book, I See You. Her name's Jennifer D'Angelo. I literally stayed at that job because she saw me and she made me feel so seen and so important. And I loved her. And so I was really just there because of her. Honestly, I didn't really have a passion for recruiting. I loved helping people find jobs and get work. But my main thing, if I was ever able to do a workshop using improv, that's when I got lit up. That's when all the lights turned on. That's when I was like, I am this person. This is who I am. So I started becoming that person and telling myself I am that person. I chose the character back then that I am today. And now I am that character and I'm trying to evolve that character into somebody else that I'll be 10 years from now. So create your character. That's step 3. Now, step 4, we're calling it take the stage. Now, this is the step where most people stop. They think about change, but they don't act on it because they're waiting for someday to feel ready, okay? Here's the deal. Someday is never going to come. It's today. And in improv, on a great improv scene, you don't wait. You step out and you trust yourself. You step forward, say a line of dialogue, and trust. So your goal this week is simple. One action. That's it. One action towards the future you that you are becoming, okay? Send the email. Speak in the meeting. Reach out to somebody to make a coffee connection. And let's just say, truly, you can do this in baby steps, but it starts with one action. Now, I had someone commit to speaking once per meeting, and that was it. And then 3 months later, she was leading the meetings. She never said anything in the meetings. And 3 months later, she was leading them. So action builds confidence, not the other way around. Here's step 5. Final step. This one is spicy, y'all. It is controversial. Are you ready? Upgrade your scene partners. Because your environment matters way more than you think. If you are surrounded by people who are checked out, who are negative, who are gossipy, who are playing small, you will literally stay stuck. I'm not even joking. We are a product of the people we surround ourselves with. So I want you to ask yourself, who am I around? And how do I feel after? Oh my God, that feeling is so important. I've said this on a show before and it hit and I'm going to say it again. There's two types of people in your life, treadmill friends and couch friends. Or treadmill people and couch people, okay? Treadmill people are the people that after you hang out with them, you're like, oh my God, that felt good. You got that runner's high. You could do anything. You're motivated. Couch friends are the people who make you want to slowly sink back into your couch and take a long winter's nap because they're demotivating. They're not high energy. It doesn't have to be high energy. Their energy does not match your vibe and they're negative. So, how you feel after is so important because growth requires proximity to growth. Growth requires proximity to growth. And that includes what you listen to. Got a great podcast you can share with your friends, okay? Or a book on Audible called I See You. It also means what you consume. Are you doom scrolling? Are you spending your evenings scrolling on your phone and just watching fear come into your feed? That's something to keep an eye on, a tab on. It also includes what you choose to engage with. This podcast, y'all, is so intentional. Like, I want you to leave here feeling like you got off that treadmill. I'm giving you a bottle of water and a towel, and I'm saying good job. Okay, that's the intention behind this. And the Positivity Without Pretending Toolkit, that's intentional to give you a tool to take back to use. And this is the small way to shift your environment so you can shift your thinking. All right. This has been a lot. We've done our five steps, but let me recap them for you, okay? Number one, you are going to call the scene, all right? Call the scene. Name it. What is blocking you right now? Number two, you're going to yes and your reality. Remember, in this section, I told you, you can be grateful and bored, stable and wanting more. So I want you to think about this job would be perfect if it had less blank and more blank. All right. You're going to create your character. Remember, I told you that story of myself creating the character that I am now and now creating a new character for myself 10 years from now. You're going to take the stage in increments, baby steps. Okay. And you're going to upgrade your scene partners because you don't need to do it all. You just need to start. So your play day practice today, drum roll please, is called New Scene. All right. And here's how it works. You are going to set a 10-minute timer. All right. 10 minutes. That's all it takes. Go on your phone, go to your timer section, 10 minutes. And I want you to write down everything you're tolerating. Truly, everything you're tolerating. It is like, woo, to do this. I did this, y'all, and I was like, oh my God. Because what we tolerate, like we allow into our lives. So write it down. And when you look at that list, woo, just take a breath because it feels good and it also sucks at the same time. Step two, if you started over fresh today, what would you choose instead of tolerate? What would you choose instead of tolerate? And step three, you're going to take one action this week that aligns with that. All right. Take one action this week that aligns with that. And if you're sitting there thinking, I don't even have the energy to do this, start again with that Positivity Without Pretending toolkit. It is yours. It is free. It comes to your inbox. All you have to do is put your email in a little form. It goes right to you in a download. So reset first, then move. And then I want you to know if this episode hit you, if it said something inside you like, okay, it's time, don't ignore it. Go download the Positivity Without Pretending toolkit because you don't need to fake your way into a better career. You need to reconnect with yourself first. Then take the steps, okay? Steps 1 through 5. Send this episode to somebody who needs it today because we are not doing stuck or burnt out alone anymore, peeps. And I would love, yet again, if you can leave that iTunes review so we can keep bringing you all the good stuff. I see you, peeps. I am rooting for you. Now go rewrite your scene, and I'll see you next time on Workday Playdate with Improve It.